Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Are we too old for this?
I will rock out.
And there you go. No, it's good. You know, we have a very young audience, so.
Maybe. Perhaps.
So we're teaching them. Hello, guys. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV, the after show network, where it's Recovery Road, episode 4, Parties Without Borders. Welcome. Make sure you check us out on YouTube, on iTunes, download the application, and put a thumbs up. I am your host, Isis Velasquez. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and all that good stuff. Isis Velasquez and the number 4. And I have my lovely co-host.
I'm Becca. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Becca B Talks TV.
And we have a special guest tonight.
What's up?
Ah, a very special guest, Daniel Francese.
Yeah, that's me. And you can find me at What's Up Danny.
What's up, Danny? Daniel. Okay, so I said your last name correct.
Yes, congratulations.
Thank you.
Whoa.
No, really, it's a huge achievement. People work on that every day.
Okay, good. And you play the character of Vern.
Yes.
You're a very light character.
I'm a liked character.
Like people like
very
you.
Liked.
Yeah, yes. That's the one thing that's very similar between me and my character. We're both extremely well-liked.
Well, you're very liked, but for me, I like you because I think you're like my age.
Oh.
During the show.
All right.
And I was reading about you, and I read something interesting. You went to Piper High School.
I did.
You did. Well, I grew up in Fort Lauderdale.
You did?
Yeah.
Where?
Lauderhill, like where Inverary.
Okay, a little bit of Inverary. Yes. All right, that waterfall. I'm not mad at it.
Right?
Yeah.
There you go. You see, and I was supposed to go to Piper High School, but I ended up going to Ely for the magnet program.
Oh, for what is it, science and medical? Or
something? Yes, yeah. Yes.
Well, I went to Piper.
You went to Piper.
I did. Piper High. I was actually the Bengal Tiger mascot.
Oh, you were the mascot?
I was.
That's exciting.
Yep, and look at,
fun
see, it
fact.
Took me all the way to here, all the way to Hollywood.
Tell me a little bit about being a mascot in high school.
Like, it's sweaty. I was very excited when the invention of Febreze came around.
Oh.
That was a very exciting invention for me.
Okay, good. Yeah. Is it hard to clean that uniform?
I wouldn't know, we never cleaned it, so I...
Well, that's supposed to be your responsibility.
That's not my job. That is not my job.
His
I take
job
it off and
wear.
I put it back in the gym.
Okay.
I don't even get to take it home. I did take it home on Halloween once when my best friend went as Jasmine and I went as Raja.
Hmm.
Interesting.
That was the name of your best friend, Raja?
No. Jasmine from Aladdin. Uh-huh. Her tiger is Raja.
Yes. Oh, okay. So you took it in like a
That's pet. Right.
Okay. All right.
See, now we've switched to talking about Disney movies.
Yes. All right. But let's get back to Recovery Road, this episode 4, Parties Without Borders. And what did you guys take from this episode? What was the lesson of the story?
Well, we get to find out about Vern's back history, which I think is really good. I love that our show shows flashbacks and goes back into the lives of the people that live at Springtime Meadows, because then you get to learn more about them. And, you know, I think that that's an interesting part of our show.
It is. It's one of the best part of your show, because the more you get into the storylines, you kind of like want to know more about the other characters, the people that are there day to day. So
I don't know. I feel like everyone just wants to know about Vern. Like,
that too.
There you go.
Is that just me? Is that just me and my mom?
It's just Vern thinking like that.
I want to know more about Vern.
I want to know more about Vern.
Everybody. Everybody wants to know about Vern and all the other characters.
No, everybody's so interesting. I think all the characters are interesting and the actors are wonderful.
I have a question. I have a lot.
That is a really weird thing for a talk show host.
There you go. Okay.
You get that a lot.
Judging.
What's your question?
Why did Vern get into drugs? Like, what set it off?
Oh, that's a really good question. And that's one that might be answered later, so I might not be able to... You know what I mean? You're going right for the jugular with these questions.
Yes, I go straight.
The hard-hitting questions, ladies and gentlemen.
Guys,
you just got to keep watching.
But I
got to
say
out.
That you guys are really good. You guys, none of you guys have given us any...
Yeah, but no. What, are you kidding me?
The script, this,
give me any spoilers? Like little.
Yeah, none of you guys. You guys hold on to them very tight.
Get in trouble.
Do you?
Yeah, we could get in big
the
trouble.
The contract.
Okay. Yeah. I know, but just something. Give me something.
Nothing.
Okay. So, Vern.
We signed a gagger.
Okay, I know. Sometimes I just wish you guys can give us something. Your character, Vern.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we're dealing with characters that, you know, are drug addicts, some kind of addiction. Have you ever experienced any addiction in your life?
I've been around addiction, I mean, my whole career. The Hollywood's full of it. You know, there's tons of people that have all been had their ups and downs that I've worked with. I've never had a severe problem, but like I said, a lot of my friends have. I mean, for my first movie, Bully, my co-star and friend Brad Renfro died of an overdose. And so, you know, famously, we've lost a lot of great people to that. So it's. I'm glad that there is a show finally that is showing recovery, because we've seen the party aspect, we've seen the addiction aspect, but we don't get to see the recovery that often. People do make it out of it with the strength of themselves and others. So I think that that's great that we're getting to see that.
Did you, for this special scene that you were basically like coked out, was there anything that you did to prep yourself for that scene?
Well, we used real coke, so that helped.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. Are you kidding? Like, really?
No.
Everyone was like, whoa. No, definitely
that was
not.
Really real,
just
right?
Kidding. No.
Acting right there.
I mean, not really. You know, again, you know, being in Hollywood, and I didn't really grow up in Hollywood. I started at this one, you know, in my early 20s. So, but still, you know, you're around it all the time. So I see it all the time. Plus, I was a bouncer in New York City. I've seen everything.
Oh.
There's nothing on this show that I have not seen live.
Oh, nice.
So.
Oh, you were going through New York City.
I was. You know?
I like that.
I let you in.
I
let you in.
Oh, I lived in New York for 5 years, so trust me. I
probably let you in, though.
There you go. You probably did. I already did.
Because she knows.
Becca, do we have any questions?
I would never be one.
Quick question.
Well, we have a question from a viewer, Olivia, right now. How do you relate to your character?
How do I relate to my character? You know, each actor, there's a part of each actor in their characters, you know, so there's definitely a part of me in Vern. But I think we're very different. I think the ways that we're different are probably apparent. But I guess relate, I don't know, I love my friends too, and I care about my friends. So I think he cares a lot about people. And when my friends are in trouble, I'm upset, just like Vern is. So I guess that would be probably the most common thing that we share.
I think that's what makes Vern so likable. He has, like, this gigantic heart.
Papa Bear moment, yeah.
Yes. He's like the father of the whole place. Him and Craig, but I feel like everyone in the house can really go to Vern if they have problems.
Yeah. You can trust good old Vern.
When Vern in this episode, we get to see even more, which I really like that Maddie called you.
She called the house.
She called the house.
Yeah, Wes put the number of the house in her phone with a selfie.
And, yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just in case, yeah. So, definitely, I think it's amazing how Maddie is starting to reach out and actually realize, you know, that she needs our help for sobriety.
Yeah, that was a really nice scene. I didn't expect that. I was like, where's he going? And then, And then when you were telling the other girl. Misha Barton.
Right, Olivia O'Brien. Uh-huh. The character.
Olivia. So you were like, you're going to see a lot of drugs. And I was like, oh my God, Maddie called. Okay.
Yeah, even though
it was the house, it went to you. And right. I think, and you know, your actions of just going in there, it just showed. Now, I'm even more in love in the character because now you're taking in Maddie. Even though we all know we love you, you're taking in this character.
Yes.
I think that's happened.
Poor little Maddie.
The first
episode.
She's so
cute, right?
Yeah, she is.
She's so great in the show.
We also see that your relationship with Cynthia, we see a flashback of why Cynthia.
See flashbacks throughout the whole episode.
Throughout the whole episode.
Yeah. Right.
Cynthia comes back, and so Cynthia, what we discover is that in this episode is that Cynthia, she was an addict like you, or she was an addict.
There's something there. Something happened there where she needed help as well.
Yes.
Right.
But she, so then she came back to help you.
Right, because we lost other friends already. We were all party animals together. And she came back, and she's the one that got Vern back into sobriety. She got him to go into rehab and then into Springtime Meadows.
And that goes into what a lot of the topic here, figure out who your friends are in this episode.
What we hear at the beginning, of the very beginning, we hear, like, the one of the many weird things about sobriety is figuring out who your friends are. And I like that.
Yeah, because, you know, when you are under the influence all the time or every day, you have a haze over you. You don't really see the full truth of the things that are going on around you. So I think as Maddie is now, she's been detoxed, and now she's admitting that she's getting to the point where she's admitting she has a problem, that she's sort of, the haze is clearing a little bit, and, you know, it's a little different for her. I especially like that scene between her and her boyfriend, Zach, where he's wasted, and he's, like, leaning on her, and she's totally sober, and she realizes what that looks like when you're not, when you're the sober one.
I definitely like that scene, too. I was like, no, you're not going on any road trip during that whole scene. Like, not like that, you're not.
Yeah.
No.
And it was that scene was also great because, for me it's kind of new to see. So our youth today being very close to, I guess, drugs. Like, I'm a little bit older. So what I'm saying is for me to see, I don't remember that in my high school. I don't remember being partying and there was so much alcohol and drugs. So for me to see that scene,
It's always been around. I mean, it's been going on since before we were even around. It's been around. You just weren't a part of it. Good for you.
I can't.
But, you know, other people do have that problem. You know, otherwise we wouldn't have teen rehab facilities, and we have tons of them. You know, this is an issue that plagues our youth today. And especially in areas that you wouldn't even expect it. A lot of people think this is like a fast, big city thing, but it's not. It happens in a lot of suburban areas, too, where kids get bored and they don't know what to do except for drugs. So this is an issue that I think is hitting a lot. I mean, we get tweets all the time and letters all the time from people who are dealing with sobriety or being inspired by our show to give it a try.
I think so for me, it's kind of like you guys are showing me that because I wasn't expecting such thing. I didn't realize that really did exist. So when I look at the episode, I'm like, wow, this is real.
Oh, I love that then because that's a great thing.
It's a real show.
We're a show. We want to show you things.
Well, you have.
Yeah, and it doesn't like up thing. Like, it doesn't make the whole partying aspect look like something you want to do.
Glamorous,
something you want to stay away from, which is...
Well, I can tell you, when I was a bouncer, you know, I'm sober the whole time working at work, and I'm seeing everybody act like an idiot. You know, like, you know what I mean? It's a lot different when you're the one sober person around, so...
Yeah.
As someone who doesn't drink, yeah, it's very interesting when you're sober, and it's like, oh, okay.
In this episode, we also see Cynthia's fiance, which, what do you think about him?
He's the dean of the school.
Yes.
I don't like him. I think he's okay, but I don't think that they're going to end up lasting just because I don't know if he gets, like, what she's doing to help out.
Right, you don't think he's, like, understanding
I don't think he understands her.
It's a huge part of who Cynthia is, though, is sobriety. I mean, you know, you could tell that that's like a big part of who she is.
Yeah, and her fiance's kind of going to have to understand that. If
he's not supportive.
If they want to move on. Yeah.
Yeah, he's not
supportive. He's not as supportive as he should be, it seems like, right now.
Well, one thing that I love about this episode is that I also got to see Cynthia kind of like interacting with...
Yes.
with the sober leaver and facility educator.
Right, Craig.
Craig, yeah. Sorry, I forget names sometimes. Craig. So for me, we're not going to go into predictions, but I'm going to say We also have like the same call predictions and,
and the lights.
Should we go into predictions?
No.
No?
Not yet?
Not yet? Okay. We have this cool thing about predictions that just gets us excited. But I like that interaction between Craig and Cynthia. Like, okay. I want to see a storyline.
I feel like that could happen.
That would be interesting. We'll see.
I feel like that's maybe. Happen. That's
like, listen, I
did not think of that.
What? You did?
I have to say, I did not think of that.
Well, that's what I'm looking forward to.
I want to jump see that. Back mm-hmm. to, like, what kind of starts off this whole episode mm-hmm. and all the ongoing problems throughout the episode, I guess. Problems. Maddie getting better, making more progress as the episode goes along, is that Maddie gets her phone back in group and then sees that her boyfriend's birthday is the next day.
Yeah, it's messed up.
Yeah.
Well, she has so much things going on with you guys.
Yeah, and she didn't even know. She didn't have her phone.
Well, when she was dealing with her own stuff, so you kind of forget stuff along the way. So I don't
she pulled it off.
She did.
But it kind of, like, throws her back into her group of friends at her high school, and we see them again. Ellie and boyfriend.
Right.
That group that... I don't know if they're
hashtag Maddie's temptation.
Yes.
Basically.
Well, Maddie's...
That is her temptation.
And I want to... Listen, I do other shows here, and my thing is games. I love games. So it was hashtag Maddie's temptation, so I want to know what are Daniel's temptations.
Oh, dang.
Get them to me. Give me your temptations.
Pizza.
Mm.
Any Italian food, really.
Okay.
If I know some, even if it's like slightly rude, if I know it's going to make someone laugh, I have to tell a joke. Like a good joke, I get really tempted to like let loose. Do you know?
I think he's starting with me.
I have to.
You think you have?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what else. I don't have a lot of...
I agree with pizza.
I'm more of an indulger. I'm not like a huge person that's into all, you know, the stuff that we're talking about in the show, drugs and alcohol and all that. But when it comes to other stuff, like... I'm like, I would love to, you know, do that. Like, I'm an impulse person. Yeah. I mean, I'll just totally go on a vacation at a whim or something like that. I love that kind of stuff, so.
I like
Impulse is the best.
I like to stay responsible, though.
Yes.
I do. You know, I'm a grown-ass man. I gotta act like, you know.
Impulsive. So, let me give you scenarios.
Sure.
All right, you and I, we're just gonna take a plane and let's go on vacation to Puerto Rico.
Okay.
And then I there you go. You already know it. So I'm there. I'm taking you in the Jeep somewhere in the jungle.
All right.
Somewhere in the jungle.
Lots of bug spray.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we get to like the middle of the nowhere and we see these men in a suit and then they put you in a suit.
Okay.
Blindfold you.
Wow.
And then next thing you know, they open up the door and they unblindfold you and you're about to jump off an airplane. Would you be like, no, stop it?
Probably.
Okay, like, then no.
I mean, I'm in the middle of Puerto Rico and I'm playing in the middle of nowhere. That might be like a little too much. I was thinking more like having the extra pizza. Like,
no,
when we were talking about sensations.
You gotta go skydiving any country that has a lot of green. Is that something that will like say, I'm gonna
Here's the thing, I'm not a roller coaster person. I get like barfy. Like, I
Me
get like
too.
A little noshy.
I'm not.
It's like not my thing, so I probably would need something a little. And I can't even do the teacups at Disneyland.
Okay.
Now I can do the teacups.
I cannot spin like that. It's no bueno.
No bueno.
My parents can do the teacups.
No bueno.
No, but you know what I would do? I would root you on. Let me tell
you. You know, that's what we did to my best friend in Puerto Rico. We said, oh, we're going to celebrate your birthday. We took her to Puerto Rico, and then we took her to the middle of the field, and, you know, we put her in a suit, and then we said, hey, get ready to be in a plane.
So you're trying to plan my birthday right now? Is that what you're doing?
No, that can happen.
That's...
Isn't that exciting?
Weird. You know, I actually shot this episode on my birthday.
Aww. I saw that, and you were 2 hours
I was.
Late.
I thought I wasn't even going to make it to my party. Everyone was like,
to your own birthday.
Sorry. I mean, it's part of working, but... They were like, sorry, why'd you make your birthday party on the day, on the day that you work? And I'm like, I thought I'd be done by now.
Sorry.
But I was 2 hours late. It was fine, though.
Fashionably
I made it.
Late.
Super fashionably late. Like, sorry, I was just filming my TV show.
I mean, it's okay.
I like that.
You're like, watch my episode.
That's important. You're working.
It's a good look.
You're working.
I mean, I thought that was really funny because of the whole birthday scenario in this episode. I read that during live tweeting.
At the end of the episode, Maddie goes into her journal and she talks about weird things about sobriety. So we're going to play a game. What are some weird things about Daniel Francesi?
What are some weird things about me?
Yes.
I watch a lot of cartoons. You like, do? Maybe too many cartoons.
Oh, so let's compare.
If I was to do, like, an AfterBuzz, like, my own, I'd probably be doing it for, like, a cartoon of some sort. Maybe Adventure Time or something. I don't know.
Oh, interesting.
I mean,
I compare cartoons once in a while, and it just doesn't compare to the regular, normal Bugs Bunny and
Roadrunner.
Beep, beep.
Oh, Roadrunner. You know. You don't even know. You're like, I just love the beep, beep.
I just like the little red thing.
You know, the little beep, beep. He's so lindo. Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah. That's why she's covering the show.
Yes.
You know what is weird is Bert V. Royal and Karen DeConcetto, the creators of the show.
Yes.
You guys had them on the show, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. We did. 2 weeks
Bert was my bestie in college since we're 17 years old.
Oh, yeah, he told us that.
And Karen and I have been friends for over a decade. And, I mean, we're all friends making this show together, which I think is such a unique, weird thing. And then there's tons of other people on the show. Shout out to Andrew and Natalie and Steven and all of our other friends who have been friends with us for a long time that are all working in different capacities of the show. So it's really nice.
That's really cool. I feel like...
Isn't that cozy?
That's really nice.
Say mad cozy.
Mad cozy.
Yeah, it's mad cozy.
Yes, mad cozy. Speaking of mad cozy, I'm going to throw out the name Mad Dog because that was cute.
Right. Oh, episode. Yeah, Maddie's
little nickname in her journal entries for this episode.
What will be your nickname?
What will be my nickname?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe like Disco Inverno?
Interesting.
I don't know. I really don't know anything anymore.
Okay, so jumping back again to the episode. When the other... the people from the other sobriety house come in. Mm-hmm. I think it's really interesting.
The snobs. Just say it.
Yes.
Snobs.
Yes. And, okay, Rebecca gets really upset because of why they come in. I like that scene.
Right. They come in because of the bed bugs.
Yeah, the bed bugs.
But here's the thing. How shady was it to Craig to offer up my room? I've been there 3 years waiting for a room. And he's just about to offer it up.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Money talks.
They're going to have to cook spaghetti next time. Burns out.
No. You'll be okay. You'll be like, okay.
Yeah, no. But what I was getting to also was the, in that scene with Craig and Rebecca, I liked, first of all, Rebecca imitating his accent was fantastic.
Yes, shout out to Lindsay.
Lindsay
the PS getting
you,
it.
You have a lot of people that have a lot of accents.
I get my damn life watching her on the show. She's so good.
Funny.
Isn't she good, Rebecca?
She's fantastic.
Yeah. Everybody has an accent in your show. I mean, the actors.
Do they?
Like in real life?
Maybe to you. Maybe to you because you're Puerto Rican over here.
Yeah, I think
in real life.
You're like, so everybody has an accent.
Yeah,
but I don't.
Yeah, tell me more. Tell me more.
That is horrible, and I don't.
She's like, but I don't have an accent.
No, but the actors, you know, they
in real life. You
in
mean.
Real life,
yes. I was like,
do you have an accent? Like, so is your background Italian?
Me? Yeah, from Brooklyn over here.
Okay. Oh.
Oh. Hey.
You know, I always said I wanted to, like, be an Italian guy, and I did.
Sorry about it. I'm mad gay. I told that to Margarita in last week's episode.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. No,
my boyfriend's Puerto Rican, though.
You see, I want them Italian. You like them Puerto Rican.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah, but there's no Italians here.
Yeah, we're around.
Where? Not like in Brooklyn or like in Yonkers?
Well, definitely not. You know what? Because like everyone who migrated came over to that coast and we have all the Asian, Indian, you know, Western influences.
Yeah.
So where are the Italians?
That's why we're so zen, man. That's why everyone's like, chill by the beach, dude. Because we get like that vibe. And everyone's like, move it, European, like over on the other side. So.
I think
we need a little Italy here.
Yes.
I agree.
I'm
going
to start an uprising. We used to have one over downtown, but then all the Italians married Spaniards, and then it became like another part, you know. Now it's like that little
Italian place.
Come on, more Italian.
That's what I'm saying. You should. Where you at? If you're in LA and you're Italian, call me.
No,
please
you
show
could,
yourself.
You could start a little venture, maybe, you know.
Yeah.
Like start a restaurant.
Start a little restaurant or something.
Or a little.
Because I'm, like, I'm not busy enough doing this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm here afterwards.
Listen, you
want me to go make cannolis right now? No. I don't have time. I got to
see you. Oh my God. I would have really loved if you had brought some cannolis. My God.
Next time. We want food.
Well, okay. I'll make sure that I say I can't make it. I mean, I'm not. I'll bring food.
I'm ready for.
I had to drive all the way over here. It's bad enough. You want me to make cannolis too? What do you guys want from me over here?
Listen, I will take them. We
now I know why you're after Buzz. I just got a sting. Oh, that hurt. That hurt. I should have brought a cannoli. You just told an Italian he didn't bring enough food.
I'm sorry.
I'll be like, you guys will be like, you want to be on After Buzz TV? I'll be like, I can't even come over. I got nothing off you. Not even a piece of cake.
No, I'm good. I'm good with no food. All right. You know.
We'll offer you some Coke.
Yeah.
I'm glad you like that.
Hey, easy. It's Vern just got off that.
Wow. Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
Listen, we're not sponsoring anything.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Daniel, tell us, what can you give us that's next for your character, Vern?
What's this next?
Yeah, what can you give us?
I think he completely... is over the Olivia obsession.
Yeah, yes. I got over her.
You got over her.
But you never know, she might be back too. That's the good thing about our show. Well, and the thing about the characters is with sobriety, you know, people could always come in and out of your life different capacities, either sober or unsober. So we shall see, right?
We should see.
I thought the whole Olivia storyline was great because Vern started off obsessing about Olivia. And then by the end of the episode, after Vern found out that Olivia was actually, like, doing a publicity stunt.
Can you believe that?
I did not see that coming at all.
Do you think people have done that? Yes.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah.
People have done everything, you know? If they haven't done it, you should do it. Because this is Hollywood. Let's get it going.
I was really wondering, is this true?
I don't know.
That's a huge plot twist.
Maybe. I don't know anyone that has. I mean, but we don't know all the stories.
Yeah.
You know, maybe one day we'll get to learn everything.
Do publicists have such big power like that, that a story can be real true and it's not really true?
Well, it depends on how much you pay them. Do you know, it's like money is power. So, you know that, you know?
Yeah.
Ask anyone voting for Donald Trump.
I just had a conversation with a guy.
Oh, is that one of those?
Yes.
Now I get one? I had so many good jokes earlier.
No, he's been having a couple.
I haven't heard them?
Yeah.
Oh,
I haven't heard them either.
I've just been throwing them out there.
I think everybody
can. I get one every time I say Wepa? Let's try it. Wepa! Yeah.
I like that! Oh my God.
The sound effects going
on. I swear to God, I'm gonna show my Puerto Rican friends.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Wepa!
Oh, see, I like that.
Oh my God, I always wanted to be somewhere just in life. It didn't matter where.
Just like a rim.
That I could just do that and it would happen.
Sound effect.
Yeah.
Nice.
That'd be great if like life had those
like,
sound effects.
This is a nicer audience.
This is my life. I hate to break it to you. But I'm here and I'm alive. Wepa!
Ah, you did. You see? We're in sync now. All right, guys, let's get into predictions.
Oh. Whoa.
See, the light's like, it's like a disco.
Weird. It gets weird.
This is as exciting as it gets. There's some crazy special effects in here. It sounds like J.J. Abrams.
All right, guys. Go. Since I'm always doing, like, predictions from, like, a writer's point of view, Craig and Cynthia, the storyline is going somewhere. There's got to be something. We got to see something.
Okay.
So...
Can't tell you because I signed a form that says I can't tell you. Wepa!
I like it. See? Oh my God. You know what? I'm gonna do something.
I'm just gonna deflect every one of your predictions with a wepa.
Maybe.
Okay. All right. But Rebecca.
Well, I'm interested to see.
What are you interested?
Whoa. Hi.
Hi.
We're friends now. I'm interested to see.
Yeah.
Whose flashback is going to be next?
Oh,
because we keep seeing different flashbacks in every
episode.
Who
do you think it is?
Took too long.
Wepa!
Well,
that one's a little rusty.
I'm assuming Trish is coming up soon.
Everyone's must be, yeah.
So who do you think is going to come out next?
As of now, I don't know. Maybe Craig or something.
Ooh. Maybe.
But I like to see Craig's flashbacks. That'd be interesting. Like, why he's working there.
Yeah, I don't think he's... I don't know. I feel like he once could have had some...
Well, we remember in the beginning, in the beginning when they went and snuck away at past curfew, and Craig let Wes get off because he had some sort of secret.
Oh,
that's still looming too.
Uh oh, secrets.
There's a lot of things looming.
So many secrets. Yeah.
And we still have.
Thank you.
I mean,
for
I'm still thinking. I'm still thinking that something's gonna happen with Cynthia, and she's gonna get back into something.
It's possible.
But...
anything's possible. I mean,
what do you think?
I want to see Maddie relapsing.
Why?
I do not.
Because I'm...
For drama? You just want to see the drama?
Not drama. It's just... I just don't think it's that easy. You go to... She was so... First party, she didn't do it. It was just... Well, you know, before it was a movie theater with the mean girls. It's just too easy. Why? Like, I don't know.
I was very surprised that she didn't actually, like, go into the party and... do any drugs or get into alcohol. I was very surprised.
I was proud of her when I read that.
No, I felt like a proud parent.
I'm her uncle. How do you think I felt?
Yeah.
No. I'm her fake uncle.
Uncle Vern over here.
I want her to relapse and hide it.
No.
What?
Yes, I want to, because it's what an addict would do.
Mantra.
Viste, monstruo. Think about it. That's what an addict would do. It's not that easy to go to rehab. Well, okay, I'm cured.
Maybe she will. Maybe you'll get your wish.
I mean, well, we see Wes keeps... Wes has kept relapsing.
Many of the people there have relapsed, so why can't Maddie relapse?
She could. I didn't say she couldn't.
Okay, that's what I want to see.
You just said, I want to see that, and that was mean.
No, not like that.
We
extend the seasons, the episodes.
Yeah,
we'll see.
More drama. Do you have any predictions?
I know the whole thing.
He can't.
I don't know. Throw us off. Guard, you know, throw us some fake stuff.
Okay, here's what I
some like ideas.
Here's what I predict. Mm-hmm. I predict that Justin Bieber will be running for president, and all of the residents of Springtime Meadows are going to be his campaign managers. And Vern will be his bodyguard. Rebecca will be the speechwriter.
The speechwriter.
And everyone's going to be. Do you believe? You know, 2027.
I think. Listen.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
Wow!
Listen, I like what you're saying. I think you should do a parody of Recovery Road.
You have a lot of thoughts about what you think I should do.
What you just said is like, this is great. You do like
because
I saw it as a parody right
now. I have one prediction. I just thought of. I think we're going to learn more about, based on the look that Ellie gave Maddie as she was leaving the party. She was kind of... It felt like she was, like, thinking about something, like, very important. So I think we're going to, like... I think we're going to kind of dive into, like, more character development with her school friends.
Yeah. Yes.
We're going to learn more about them in an upcoming episode, maybe.
I can go on record and say you'll learn more about her school friends. Wepa!
But I thought that look was very interesting. I was like,
well, she's trying to put things together.
If I knew that I could come in and just do that, like, I would have been here, like, every
episode. Every day.
Just like, you know, everybody leaves, they're shutting the lights, and I'm like, wah-ba! Time to go to bed.
Right? It's just going to keep... Yeah. But, yeah, I kind of felt bad for Ellie in that moment. I know
what you mean.
Yeah.
You felt bad for her?
For Ellie. And
like that she doesn't know everything about what's going on with her best friend?
Well, I feel like she has a lot that she wants people to maybe help her.
When Maddie gave her present to Zach and she had like her whole thing that she made and nobody was paying attention. Ellie had a little moment where she felt bad for her. She knew how much work she put into that and that made me like her more.
Yeah.
I think that was just such bad etiquette from the party people.
Yeah, yeah. But they didn't know they just came in.
Yeah,
they were just walking in.
That's when I'm like, okay, so Maddie needs to break up with her boyfriend right now.
Are you shipping Waddy? Are you shipping Waddy?
Yes. Wait, what is everyone calling them now?
Waddy.
Waddy.
Or something.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Waddy because it's the only one I've seen that made sense.
I've seen Mess from mess? All of the people involved in the show. And I'm like, okay, that's interesting. And then I've seen Westy.
Westy might be it. That might be good. I ship Westy. I mean, a little bit.
But they should.
I don't know. In sobriety, you're supposed to stay single.
Yes.
But I don't think that's going to happen. I think there's zero possibility of...
I think that should be the ending. Everybody goes
their separate ways?
Not this goes their separate way, but everybody...
Wow.
No. Don't ruin my ship.
No.
You're just like, I want to see her relapse, and then I want to see everybody
don't ruin
be sad.
My ships.
No.
I don't want nobody getting married. Wepa!
No, I want to everybody get better, go through the program, but at the same time, you got to continue the journey alone. So I don't think anybody... Yeah, there should be some...
But I think it'd be cool if one couple, now we're just jumping forward to, the very end.
I want to see them getting along, just having fun. I'm just saying. I want to see...
You're just saying?
Yes.
And then they realize, you know what?
So, a little...
Of course. They're teenagers.
Right,
I'm sure it happens.
Whippa!
They're teenagers. I'm sure.
Yeah,
happens.
That's the same. Exactly. Well.
So I just want to see and then you get. But then,
I would like a transcript of Please send that to my email.
That's what I want.
You have it on file.
Okay.
Wepa.
Okay. Jumping forward to the very end, when Maddie's writing in her journal and we hear the narration, and she. Comes back to the Springtime Meadows house. Everyone's playing a game.
The games. I love that.
I love that. And I wanted to ask, what's your favorite game?
What's my favorite game?
Yes.
Well, we all of us, our friends who make the show, we play werewolves. Do you ever play that?
No, what's that?
It's really fun.
What?
Explain to us.
It's where you turn into a wolf. People. No, it's like a game.
Now I'm scared.
No, it's just a game where everybody gets an identity, and two people out of the group of 20 will be werewolves, and then everyone closes their eyes, and then the werewolves then open their eyes and pick somebody to, and then when everyone opens their eyes in the morning, someone kicked the bucket, and then you have to guess who did it. And everyone think no one knows who the werewolves are. It's fun.
Sounds like the
party game.
Game that I used
Mafia?
That we used to play in
heads up,
classrooms.
Seven up.
Heads up, that one.
It's a little bit of heads
that
up,
one.
Seven up.
There we go.
Heads up, seven.
I was gonna say something seven up.
It's a little bit heads up, seven up is where you know that I play that.
No, I never play it.
You go like this. You lay down like this. Mm-hmm. Everyone in class. So mm-hmm. Lay down like that.
It's like if there was a blackout.
And
in class.
Do it. Lay down. Put your thumb up. And then someone walks around class there's seven kids and they go like this, mm-hmm. And then at the end. They go, okay, wake up. And they wake up, and the seven kids are standing there, and you're like, who pushed your finger down?
Oh.
You see?
The trick is to always look at people's shoes.
Yeah. That is a great...
Oh, my gosh. What? Cheater?
The voice of God. No, that's the way to do it. I used to do that. I'd be like,
the voice
pink
of God
catch.
Is a cheater.
It's you, Melissa.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
really
gosh.
Good.
Yeah.
I would never... I was like... Made sure my eyes were closed while playing that game.
You wanted really bad to pick the person because then you get to be the person that goes up there and does it.
Yeah. I like that. Okay. All right. Well, anything else, Vern? Tell us what's not Vern. I'm sorry. Danielle, friend.
Danielle,
they,
can't
say they just have so much in common.
Yes.
Right. We
you know.
Both gorgeous.
Danielle.
Yeah, that.
Danielle Franzese, tell us what's next for you. What's going on with you? I know you guys finished filming.
Right. We have. I'm gonna hold this really mm-hmm. important. Mm-hmm. Well,
yes, please. I should do this.
We finished filming, mm-hmm. and then I hosted a sketch comedy show on Logo called Gay Skit Happens. That's now rerunning.
Oh,
so really fun to go. You should check it out.
Do you know when the next date for that is?
I don't.
Check it out.
Consult
on Logo.
Your local listings.
Follow him.
And then I have a movie coming out soon, but we have a little more work on that. It's a look. The looking. Finale to the show Looking that I was on HBO.
Oh.
Nice.
So, and there's a couple of little surprises coming out, both in theaters and in your screen. You'll have to just wait and see. Can't give them all away. Whippa!
Teaser.
So there's a bunch of stuff. Here. Just follow me at What's Up Danny on all your social media platforms, from Instagram to Twitter to Snapchat to Tumblr to anything else.
LinkedIn. No, it's LinkedIn, I think.
To a LinkedIn?
I don't even know.
I'm not on LinkedIn. I mean, maybe I am, but it's like a dusty old profile.
It's like, how did this get made? Profile.
you can find me on Friendster.
Friendster. MySpace, no.
Snapchat.
What's MySpace?
You have Snapchat?
I have Snapchat.
Yes. That's a good one, too.
I send out Snapchats to my friends, but I rarely check them because they're usually just naked people.
Oh. You get good ones, man. I get food.
I don't want them.
I get food. I get my grandma, like, fighting with my little cousin.
Oh, see, that I like better. Shout out to all my family at home that watch the show every week. I love you guys. Thank you for watching.
Shout out to our hosts that aren't here tonight, Heather and Michelle.
Heather and Michelle.
There you go, guys.
We miss you.
Miss you guys.
Make sure you continue watching the AfterBuzz TV Recovery Road specials. Make sure you check me out on Isis Velasquez, the number 4. And
you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Becca B Talks TV.
And again, Daniel Franzese, give us where to find you.
At What's Up Danny. Hashtag Dan Fran fans.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you guys so much.
Bieber for president. Whippa!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
Something!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.